Hey, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of My Wave Podcast. I am excited to have Anna Raines in studio today. We're going to be talking about her most memorable wave and her story, surf story, and I can't wait to hear more about her. Wilmingtonian, for those of you who don't know what that means she's a native of Wilmington. And yeah, we're going to get going here in just a minute. But first, a shout out to our sponsor for this episode. Sponsor for this episode is Sully's Archery Tag. Sully's Archery Tag is played like dodgeball, but with arrows. It's a mobile event, meaning that they will bring the fun to you. You can check them out at sullysarcherytag.com and book your event today. Also, if you are enjoying what you're hearing and you'd like to support the work here at My Wave Podcast, you can do that easily by going to buymeacoffee.com/mywave, and you can contribute. You can buy me a cup of coffee. I think one cup is $5, and then you can buy me multiple cups of coffee. Anna's got her coffee here. Maybe give a shout out to your coffee places here in town. But yeah, let's get this going. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Excuse me. Anna, you grew up around Wilmington. Yes. When did you start surfing?
Oh, man. Yeah. Wilmington local here. I started surfing when I was about 10 years old.
Yeah? So. How'd you get involved? Like, did you just see it?
So I loved boogie boarding when I was little. Like, okay. Loved it. That was kind of like my thing.
But yeah.
My parents were like, all right, surf camp, throwing you in. So they just kind of threw me in a surf camp like when I was about 10 years old.
And whose camp was that?
Tony Salani.
Oh, so yeah.
If you're listening, shout out to you.
There you go, Tony. Yeah, down at CB.
Yeah.
Cool. And you just got hooked?
Yeah, I literally fell in love with it. Stood up on my first wave. The first wave that he pushed me in, I stood up and I was like, yep, this is my thing.
Nice.
It was the most insane feeling ever. And I was like, yep, I was hooked ever since.
So. That was at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. And then so from there it was downhill.
Mm-hmm.
It became a passion, an addiction.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you handle that addiction? You know, I mean, people it mm-hmm. just absorbs their lifestyle, and maybe you're absorbed by it, but you can balance it. But
yeah, I think I am absorbed by it, but I balance it just because I had so many other things going on in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I ride horses competitively.
Oh, cool.
Used to. So that was a lot of my time, and lacrosse as well. So if surfing was just kind of like another thing I put into.
Right. Right. We stole one of my questions. What are some of your other hobbies? So horseback riding, mm-hmm. competitive.
Competitive. Yeah.
Wow. Now my wife has been watching this show called Heartland.
Oh, yes.
You watch that?
I love that show.
Oh, goodness. Don't talk to my wife after this. Yeah. Yeah. No. So competitive. What kind of competitive horse riding?
So I ride English hunter jumpers, so I jump competitively in shows. I started doing that when I was 5, so I think that also played a component into my surfing as well, like the balance part.
Okay.
So I think that was really easy for me to stand up, that's why.
Yeah. So. Yeah, because on a horse it's moving,
mm-hmm.
and are you standing up on the seat or just in the stirrup?
just in the seat. I mean, you have to have a lot of balance when you're riding a horse, just because your feet are in the stirrups and you're balancing on this huge animal, so.
Yeah, very cool. So you own your own horse?
I used to. So I was going to talk a little bit about that. I actually stopped riding about 3 years ago.
Mm.
So I had a really awful fall, hurt my back, got a concussion, etc.
Oh, boy.
So after that happened, that's when I started getting into surfing more.
So. Okay. Okay. So you started early, but that kind of was a mm-hmm. sideline fun thing to do with friends on the weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. But horse riding was that initial passion.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I've had a little bit of time on horses. They don't scare me.
Yeah.
They're just, I'm just not a horse person.
They're not for everybody. They're not for everybody.
No, they're not. But that's cool. So lacrosse as well. Did you play that mm-hmm. in high school?
I played that middle school and high school. Yeah.
Okay. Did you go into college play?
I did not.
Yeah.
I've had so many concussions in my life. So senior year, I also got another concussion.
Ouch.
So I was out for my senior year, which was unfortunate.
Oh, but. Man. Well, that's too bad. Lacrosse is fun. A bunch of my friends in high school played, but mm-hmm. I was running track, and it was the same time as track season, so never got
in
into
the spring.
It. Yeah. So surfing last 3 years since the horse injury,
mm-hmm.
How have you noticed your ability in the water from starting as a 10-year-old, keeping it as a fun thing, mm-hmm. to really kind of, I want to surf more.
Yeah.
What have you noticed in the last 3 years as your progression?
Yeah, it's definitely improved for sure. Definitely like the balance mechanism, I've had to almost kind of like relearn that.
Okay.
Because I'm not riding anymore. So
because of the injury or because it's just a different...
Kind of both, honestly. Because the injury, I was out for a long time.
Okay.
So that kind of allowed me to get back into shape and being back in the water. And that's really like my main focus recently is just being in the water and surfing. So it's definitely... I feel like I've improved a lot. And
yeah.
That's definitely just kind of been my main thing recently.
Well, so. Good. Well, good. Well, we know each other through some mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
We got a wedding coming up that yes. we're both in. But the other way that I've met you was out on the beach. You work for a surf camp now.
Yes.
Sharing the stoke with kids.
Oh, yeah.
and that's super cool to have an influence into your world at age 10 with Tony Sivania. And then, you know, here you are working for, what's the name of the camp?
WB Surf Camp. So shout out to y'all. I feel like it's really full circle.
Yeah.
Because I learned to surf through a surf game and now I'm working for one. So it's honestly an awesome feeling just kind of it coming full circle.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff. Rick's a great guy over there
yeah.
doing an awesome job. So, Anna, the purpose of this podcast is to follow that one wave. We want to talk about that one wave. And when I mentioned this to you the other day, you're like, ooh, I know which one. And a lot of people have that one wave that they know. Other people are like, man, there's not just one wave. There's that one session or whatever. But you have one wave to talk about. So where is this wave that you were going to talk about? Like, where were you riding it?
I was actually in Wrightsville Beach.
Wrightsville Beach?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a hometown girl riding a hometown wave.
Yes.
All right. Have you traveled, though? To surf?
I have surfed in the Outer Banks. That was kind of a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Now, just for people who maybe don't live here or listen to the podcast, and when you think of East Coast surfing, you think Hatteras.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in North Carolina, and Hatteras is in North Carolina. But we are from here to Hatteras is close to 4.5, mm-hmm. 5 hour drive. So it's not like we're just... You know, we could drive down the road and surf Hatteras
yeah.
anytime we want. So just to kind of set things in perspective, when we take a trip to the Outer Banks, it's a commitment. It's a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's cool. So anywhere else you've traveled?
Just Surf City, Topsail area. This is about 45 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. I really want to go to Puerto Rico, Costa Rica. That's on my next trip.
Okay. So. Puerto Rico, Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I've been to Costa Rica, seen some places, but I was on a mission trip and we weren't there to surf. Mm-hmm. We stayed on our like fun weekend thing. We stayed at a resort and I found a piece, you know, those gas station boogie boards
yes.
that are like wrapped in burlap
yeah.
and rip off every mole on your yep. stomach or whatever. I found one of those at the resort.
Oh my gosh.
And I walked around this corner and there was this little spot that was breaking. And so I paddled out on that thing and just had fun boogie boarding,
that's
shredding
awesome.
My stomach. And then the tide went out and I realized I was over top of
oh,
just
man.
These gnarly boulders and
wow.
rocks that were causing it to break. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So this wave that we're going to talk about is here at Wrightsville Beach. What was the conditions? What was going on that day?
Mm-hmm. So it was actually very recent. So not this past swell, Larry, but the one before that.
Henri.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I went out and it was, gosh, it was like chest high, head high.
Yeah.
I was kind of scared, honestly.
which day was this? Because Henri showed up mm-hmm. and I think like we had waves Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. and a little bit left over. Or was there anything Saturday?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but then I got into something really fun on that Monday. Just surprised everybody.
Yeah,
yeah. But so Henri, mm-hmm. hurricane, staying off the coast like a good hurricane. And how did you get invited by some friends, or you watching the forecast, or how did you get down there? Like, what was, here's a hurricane swell. We
yeah.
all get excited around here when that happens.
Oh, I get so stoked. So I'm in a group chat with all of my surf camp buddies. So
okay.
we're all texting, oh, look at Surfline, look at Surf Jokes. Like, it's about to be insane. So
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I got to go out. So Thursday morning, went out with a couple friends.
Okay. So it was that Thursday,
mm-hmm.
which was a fun day.
Yeah.
I was actually frustrated on that Thursday.
Were you?
Yeah, because there were so many people.
There were so many people. Oh, Oh my
yeah.
gosh.
It was a zoo.
It was a lot.
Where did you paddle out?
C Street and Johnny Mercer's. So we were kind of in two spots.
Okay. Okay. C Street. So I was, that morning, I was right there at the Seahorse Access 24.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were close.
Yeah.
It was crowded there.
It was so crowded.
I was looking from Mercer's to Crystal Pier, and I was like, good night.
There's just a bunch of ants. It's like little tiny spots everywhere.
Yeah, everybody was just freaking out.
Everyone's frawling. Freaking out.
Yeah. All right, so paddled out with your mm-hmm. your crew,
mm-hmm.
and what happened?
So we're paddling out, and honestly, the paddle out was a little rough for me. I took my board out there, and I was like, okay, I'm already tired. So I paddled out, and I'm like sitting in the lineup. All right, I'm like, I need a second. So I'm like sitting there, and I'm like getting myself together. I'm just like making this whole thing like a huge deal for me because I haven't really paddled out when it was this big before.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like preparing myself, and I have a couple wipeouts. The first couple waves I paddle into, I fall and we wipe out. It's
yeah.
fine.
Well, and that's okay. I want to get my kooky wave out.
Yeah.
Like I just want to
yeah,
eat it.
Exactly.
was it Henri? It was Henri. I paddled out with Happy, Will. Who else was out? There's like five or six people.
Yeah.
Zach. I don't know if Lena was out there.
Lena.
And I paddled down a little bit where it was setting up really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm goofy foot.
Okay.
And so there, this left came through and it was mine. Like I was furthest out. I turned, I paddled into it, and all that crew is down there and they're like, yeah. And I dropped in, nice drop in, felt great. Bottom turn, came up to mm-hmm. to hit this section. It was like I had wheel bite. I just stopped at the top and just fell off.
Yeah,
I was so embarrassed. But at the same time, I was just so embarrassed. There was no shining light to this. Like I
just cooped, embarrassing.
I cooped it. Like came up top. Wow! Pow! Splash. I laughed underwater.
Yeah. Sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Yeah.
Off.
And I got up. I didn't make eye contact.
Yep.
And then I just paddled back out.
Paddling back out.
Shake it off. So Anna, you, what board are you riding this particular day?
So I was riding a 7.2 modern thruster setup. So I love that thing. It's
yeah.
So
yeah. I picked up a 6.4 modern for my son, and he won't let me ride it. It's a really fun board, though. Yeah. So a 7.2 modern.
Mm-hmm.
And. It's a lot of volume on those.
It is, yeah.
And so maybe that was part of the paddle out frustration.
Yes, I can't duck dive with that thing. And I'm not really a shortboarder either. I love my longboard. So I was struggling paddling out because I couldn't duck dive and I was just getting smashed inside. So.
Now so you usually ride a longboard?
I do,
so
yeah.
You step down a little bit to the 7.2?
Yeah, I'm like, well, if there's good swells coming in, then I'll use this little guy I got in the garage.
There
so.
You go. There you go. What do you normally ride?
I usually ride a 9 modern.
A 9?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 9-foot modern, yeah.
Man, modern is getting some...
I love it. Shout out to y'all.
There you go. Well, cool. So, wipeouts. Were these the worst wipeouts you've had, or have you had worse?
So a couple days before this, I had a really awful wipeout and my fin cut me on my forehead.
Oh no.
And yeah, I didn't have to get stitches or anything, but that was kind of rough. But these wipeouts weren't as bad as that. I got back on my board, battled out. I'm like, okay,
yeah,
I just need to get this out and then I'll be good.
Yeah. You know, injuries are part of any sport. I mean, you're talking about horseback riding. You fell off or got bucked. I don't know what the I don't know how that all worked, but you know, surfing also has its share of bumps and bruises, scrapes, mm-hmm. bone breaks, and whatnot. So for those of you out there listening who are maybe newer to the sport or whatnot, you just be careful out there. Know your limits. You need to push your limits,
yeah.
But push them wisely. You know. And so would you say in this scenario with Hurricane Henri that you were pushing a limit, or had you surfed bigger stuff?
I mean, I felt like I was comfortable going out there. I'm like, I can definitely do this, but mm-hmm. it was definitely out of my comfort zone for
good.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. That any sport that you want to progress in, you're going to have to push yourself
definitely.
A bit. Yeah. So awesome. So you're with the crew, you've taken a couple wipeouts,
mm-hmm.
you finally get out, you're shaking their shoulders mm-hmm. out. You're just going to relax.
Yeah.
What happens next?
So honestly, it's kind of funny because I feel like I had a little like soul surfer moment. I'm like sitting out there. My hands are like right above the water. I'm like, okay, the next wave is going to be my wave. And all my buddies are sitting around me. They're like, there's one on the outside. I'm like, all right, I got it. So I start paddling hard, and I drop in, I stand up, and I'm just going down the line. I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go.
Okay. So you made the drop.
Yeah.
How big do you think it was?
Oh my gosh. I don't even know. I just like felt my board go like this. And yeah. I'm like, oh, how am I still standing up right now?
Now, for those of you, we don't have video. So yeah. When you say I go like this, describe this. What is that?
Just my board just like dropped. Like, I don't even know how far it was, but it was a big drop. It was a really big drop.
Were you free fall drop or just so quick, so fluid, it was just like,
wow. it was just quick and fluid. I'm like, okay,
all right,
I got this.
And it was a monster.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Yeah, so with your friends screaming outside, you know, you scratched for it, you yeah. got into position, took mm-hmm. off. Were they watching?
Some of them were like catching all the ones next to me, and I uh-huh. was like, all right, see you later. So some of them watching, some of them weren't, but
yeah. So which direction were you going?
I was going right.
Going right. Is that backside, front side?
Backside.
Okay, so you're going right, backside, so you're goofy foot as well. Mm-hmm. Didn't we just say that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. So going goofy mm-hmm. and going backside, would you prefer going on a backside or front side wave?
It's really, I don't know, kind of both. Usually front side, mm-hmm. but I was like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're going
yeah.
with it.
Yeah, so, you know, for those maybe listening, And you're wondering, what is this front side, back side? So when you are riding a wave and your chest mm-hmm. is facing the wave, you're facing the wave, mm-hmm. That is front side. Mm-hmm. When you're turning, going with your rear end and your back to the wave, you're going back side. Mm-hmm. So whether you're goofy or regular, you have that option. Mm-hmm. And some people find it more difficult to go back side than front side. Some people love it and would rather go backside. So it's all, if you're out there listening, you're like trying to figure this out, it's okay that one is easier and yeah. one is harder. You just got to learn.
Definitely.
You got to push yourself. Cool. So going down the line, and what happens next?
Honestly, I felt like the wave was probably not even that long, but I felt like I was standing up on the wave for like forever.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I was just like in my own little world, and I didn't do any cool turns or anything. I was just going down the line and I was just in my own little world. And I was like, this is the most insane feeling ever. Cause I don't think I've ever caught a wave that big before.
Okay.
So it was insane.
Yeah. What was it? What does that do for you mentally?
Well, surfing, first of all, has like really helped me with my mental health. Definitely. Like after my fall off my horse, I was kind of struggling with some mental health stuff, like trying to find what I could put my effort into and like struggling with identity stuff. So surfing has definitely helped me with my mental health. So like when I caught that wave, I was like, it was just almost like I was proud of myself. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, like this is out of my comfort zone, and like I'm proud of myself, and like I did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And it's probably a similar feeling when you went over a taller jump on a horse mm-hmm, that first time.
Yeah.
You know, that anxiousness, that unease, mm-hmm. but you're sending it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes in life you just got to send it,
yeah,
and figure it out, mm-hmm. you know, and so that's good. Surfing and mental health. Have you read in on that? Talked about that? Like discussed that with your crew or
a little bit? Some of my close friends know that I've like really struggled with some mental health stuff. So putting all my effort into surfing recently has just helped that tremendously. And I haven't really read about it a lot, but I know like every time I'm in the water, like it's just like such a sense of freedom for me. Almost,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I hear that a lot as I have this conversation with surfers, this freedom, mm-hmm. this release. And I don't know, you might know the guy, he comes to Surf Church. He's a professor at UNCW, Tony Puente.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you listened to his podcast?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I love it because he frames it for us. Mm-hmm. And I would love, and I think in that podcast, I encouraged him, like, who am I to encourage a PhD and a guy like, but I would love for him to write mm-hmm. something in that vein of discussion, you know, yeah. like help others, you know, mm-hmm. because surfing does allow us to step out into a freedom, into a mental free space, as he describes it in that podcast, a state of being present. Mm-hmm. And I think that's lacking in today's culture, today's society, where we're go, 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 swipe, swipe, yeah. swipe, like, you know, we don't have time to process and to think. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, maybe you could write something. You graduated UNCW?
So I was supposed to graduate over the summer, but, you know, COVID, everything. So I'll be done in December.
Okay.
So I love to write too. I love journaling, writing.
So. Yeah. So there you go. There, I just gave you an assignment.
Great.
I want to see it.
All right.
Yeah.
Next time I'll show you, I'll have some.
Very good. I think I still have an article on my refrigerator that talks about surfing and mental health, just that state of mind. Very cool. Hey, real quick, before we keep talking, we have this little thing here called the Hang 10. Mm-hmm. And these are 10 questions. You already answered a couple of them. Let's see if we can come up with some good ones. So here we go, Anna. Ready?
Yeah.
What's your favorite wax?
Sticky Bumps.
Sticky Bumps. Getting a shout out. Best post-session eats?
I think you already know mine. Zeke's. Zeke's on Rizal Beach. Every time after surf camp, like every day I'd see you guys over there. It was awesome.
Yeah, we frequented Zeke's at least once, twice a week.
I'm a regular.
Do you go daily?
No, I wish. That's too expensive. Like, I'd go a couple times a week.
They need a punch card.
They need like a rewards program or something.
Yeah. They do a local discount.
Do they? Well, they only gave me a discount whenever I was in my surf camp t-shirt. So.
I think that's it. Like the business on the beach kind of thing. Yeah. Shout out to Zeke's.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
Thanks. Good food. What's your favorite over there?
All right. So every time I go, I either get the fajita pita bowl with the rice or I'll get the pura vida bowl with the rice. Mm. And then I'll get a banana hammock smoothie or it's like some other green smoothie. But okay. Really good.
Mm. So I bounce between their tuna pita melt, whether spicy or it depends on how burnt my lips are from the summer. But then I do like their coffee nut frappe.
Oh, that one's good.
That's a good one. Coffee Nutella. And then, what do they got? Just any one of the poke bowls. Mm-hmm. I'm not the poke bowls. Sorry. The acai bowls.
Ah, yes. Those are
so gotta good. Cool off. Gotta
yeah,
cool
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Zeke's with a lot of commercial there for Zeke's. if you could spend 1 hour with a surfer and a cup of coffee, several coffees, just sit, just have a conversation with a surfer for 1 hour, who would that be?
Well, I don't want this to sound like so basic, but Bethany Hamilton, because she's honestly inspired me a lot. Because obviously, like I didn't get my arm cut off by a shark, but I had an injury and getting back in the water, I'd like really love to talk to her about that. And her faith is like so inspiring. So I'd love to talk to her about God and all the things. So that'd be awesome.
Did you see her, obviously the first movie, Soul Surfer. Did you read the book?
I did, yes.
I actually read the book too. And then, Unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it when they came to UNCW?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there too. That was great. I was pulling for her in that competition there in, was it Tahiti or wherever it was? Yeah, and she tore it up that day.
So cool.
Way to go, Bethany. She is an inspiration. Very cool. If you could take a trip anywhere, money wasn't an issue. You mentioned Puerto Rico, Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
But where would you go? One of those two, but or where, like you've seen pictures, you've heard conversations, where would you want to go?
Probably Hawaii. I mean, I've been to Hawaii, but I've never surfed in Hawaii, so I'd love to do that.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That would be fun. Must watch surf movie.
Reckless Isolation. I'm just kidding.
we just saw that. Awesome. That just came through Wrightsville Beach last week. Reckless Isolation, Chloe and Dino.
But Chasing Mavericks is my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah.
My favorite.
That is a good one.
Good one.
Yeah, sweet. So being a Wilmingtonian and surfing, you know, our local beaches, we have warm water a good chunk of the year. I mean, even now it's September, mid-September, almost the end of September, and we're still in board shorts.
Yeah.
You know, so would you prefer warm water and okay waves or cold water and consistent waves?
I think cold water and consistent waves. I don't like surfing in the cold because I don't love putting on my wetsuit, but there's just something about like you know, get in the cold water, and then your body starts heating up, and you're like, okay, this is fun. And then you just get home, sit on the couch, with a cup of coffee, and you're like, oh, I'm all cold, and I'm sitting on the couch now, and just had a good surf sesh. So definitely cold water.
Yeah.
Decent waves.
That's good. Now, this is an important question. Do you put cream in your cup before the coffee or cream after the coffee?
I put my coffee in the cup, then the cream.
Okay. You're one of those weirdos.
I've never put cream in before my coffee.
Well, I put cream in before my coffee.
Okay.
One, I know how much I want. Because sometimes when you're just pouring, you don't know how much cream you're getting as she drinks her coffee.
As I take a sip of my coffee.
But if you put your cream in first, you know exactly how much. Anyway, that's just my theory.
Okay, I'll try it out.
Give it a try. Give it a try. Let's see how many is that. Let's see. We already did the goofy regular. You're goofy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Let's do one more. One more. Here we go. You might be a kook if. Finish that sentence.
Okay, the other day I saw, this relates to boogie boarding, but I saw someone put their boogie board leash on their ankle. And I was like, dude, what are you doing? Also, if anyone that's listening has watched Drag Board Co. on YouTube, there's a bunch of kooks on there. It's hilarious.
Drag Board Co.
It's insane. It's
just people dragging boards?
Just basically, but it's just a bunch of kooks with boogie boards and surfboards. It's awesome.
I did see I don't know if it was on Kook of the Day or Kook Slams or whatever, but a guy carrying his Wave Storm with the leash on his wrist.
Oh my god.
Like a boogie board.
The people with the waves, I mean, I love my foamy, but the people with the Wave Storms out there, they're a little kind of kooky. So.
Careful. Okay, so I was going somewhere. Where was I going with this whole conversation? I had this really cool question I was going to ask you.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So after Henri in the Crowded Days, and then Larry that just came by, etiquette, and you working for a surf camp, me working for a surf camp, trying to instill etiquette. There's nothing necessarily written in stone. It's kind of like communicated. Then a lot of people lack common sense.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of drop-ins. There's a lot of things that go on. I've talked with a bunch of people and going to try and put this together and do a couple episodes on etiquette. And they'd be like shorts. They'd be like, what do you do? Here's the scenario.
Yes.
So I have three surfers discussing what to do, what not to do in that given scenario. So it can be like a tutorial, you know, hey, you're in the water and you just dropped in on me. You need to go listen to My Wave podcast, episode number or whatever, you know, just because you've seen it. I've seen it. Arguments in the water over people who do stupid stuff. Yep. And it could be they're just ignorant. And that's probably it. They just need somebody to tell them or they need a resource. And there's some good resources. But what would be your one pet peeve when it comes to surf etiquette? Like if you could say this is the topic you need to discuss on that podcast, what would it be?
Well, actually, whenever I worked at surf camp, we actually do like a day, like we do a lesson on surf etiquette. So we teach the kids about surf etiquette, what to do, what not to do. So I think that's really helpful. But one of my pet peeves is definitely when you're in the lineup and you know like it's your turn to go and someone just completely drops in on you and cuts you off. I hate that. I hate it. Like it's like driving a car. You don't cut somebody off.
Right. Like, right.
But that's definitely one of my pet peeves. That's happened to me multiple times. And I just kind of keep to myself. I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm not going to get angry.
Yeah. Yeah. It is frustrating. But it's common. Mm-hmm. And even guys who have many years of experience, it happens. But so not just what do you do prior, but what do you do after? Like, how do you handle that dispute? Mm-hmm. You know, you see two guys cussing each other out. Versus one guy going, yeah, you're right, my bad. That solves a lot of the problem if you just take responsibility.
Exactly.
Nobody's got hurt, no dings on the board, my bad,
yeah,
and paddle back out, shake it off. So one other thing that I like to ask, especially female surfers, is the state of female surfing. Mm-hmm. I love what's going on at Wrightsville Beach. I think the girl surf squad out there is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like I think there's more girl surfers out of Wrightsville Beach than anywhere. But then again, I've not been everywhere. What do you think? What's going on? Is it conversations with other girls about surfing or just give us a state of the union on girl surfing?
Well, obviously there's kind of like a stamina that's like, oh, guys are better at surfing than girls. And I think like there was an article like posted by a UNCW student. I think this was like last year about how girls feel in the water next to guys surfing. And I think there's a lot of conversations that have been had in Wrightsville Beach too about, hey, like just respect each other, like we're equal kind of thing. And like, I think the girl surfing community in Wrightsville Beach has definitely like exploded recently, and it's been awesome. Like,
and there's some rippers too.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, keep talking about it.
Gosh, I kind of just lost my train of thought, but
the article, I'd love to see that article. Yeah. If you could, I don't know if there's a link to it or whatever, I can put it in the notes or something.
Okay. Yeah.
That would be sick.
But yeah, I think there's just like a lot of conversations happening and more people wanting to learn and more people just like feeling comfortable out in the water. I think that's a huge thing is, you know, if you feel comfortable, then you're good. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I really do enjoy what's going on out there. Mm-hmm. And, who would you say is kind of leading the charge here in Wrightsville Beach among women surfers?
I think there's a lot, honestly. Obviously, there's a lot of surf camps on Wrightsville Beach. So I think I'm the only girl that works in my surf camp.
No
so
way.
Like teaching surf lessons. So I was the only girl for 2 summers in a row. So I
think really?
Having that influence, I'm not like trying to sit here and brag about myself, but like having that influence even on the kids, like even though the kids would come up to me, why are you the only girl? And I'm like, because I love to surf. I'm here, I love to surf. And like these guys love to surf too. And like just because I'm the only girl doesn't mean, you know, that I'm like less than or more than anybody. So I think like having that influence too is really cool, like on the kids. So it's like, oh, that's really cool that you're the only girl.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
And like I hire... And I try and keep it as even as possible. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because of your quality, but just because I want the girls that come to my surf camp to feel comfortable.
Exactly.
And have a buddy in the water and someone that they could bond with and learn from and have a role model in.
Yeah.
And so, that's great. Keep it up. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. Man, let's see here. We are winding down, but let's see what other things we're going to hear. And I think we've covered it all. Honestly, I think we've done a good one. Anna, in your surfing knowledge, where would you say is the oldest found record of surfing in history?
Oldest found record of surfing?
Yeah. I'm going to assume that you've listened to a couple podcasts, but you've not made it to the end.
Of these podcasts?
Of my packet. Have you?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. oldest known record.
Honestly, I'm not a huge... I don't know. I'm not very good on the history of surfing.
Yeah. There's a really cool book that is put out by a guy named Skipper Funderburk.
Okay.
You know that name?
No, I do not.
He's a local guy.
Okay.
He wrote a history book on East Coast surfing, and... where it originates in on the East Coast. And he points to it being Wrightsville Beach. Mm-hmm. Really cool book. We'll have to get it and check it out. So the book of Acts in the Bible.
Okay.
All right. So the Apostle Paul, he's traveling by ship to Rome. He's under arrest. And he's stuck in a really bad storm in the Mediterranean. And the ship... They try to lighten the load. They try and get to land. They just can't. The winds are against them. They finally see a beach, and they make for that beach, hoping for safe harbor, and they hit the reef, and the waves pound. It just destroys the ship. So this is in Acts 27, and in verse 44, it says, everyone that could swim made it to shore. Mm-hmm. So everybody was safe. But it says those that couldn't, some, it says, came in on pieces of the ship. They're just holding on to the wreckage. But there's one little phrase in there. It says, and others on boards.
Interesting.
Could that be?
Wow.
Is it plausible that right there is the first reference to surfing in history?
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
I'm just like picturing it in my head, like them literally riding a wave into the beach.
Right. It was over like, 200 sailors and prisoners and people on that yeah. boat. So, you know, a couple of them were like, dude, that was
kind of fun. Can we do that again?
Let's do that again. Anyway, that's my take on it. Acts 27:44. Thank you all very much for listening. Anna, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Hanging out and sharing your story yeah. today. Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you soon on another episode.
Feel the connection.